But see, that's where you're wrong, Patrick, because now you can get social studies in every subject. The exact social studies they want you to learn will now be every word problem in math, everything you read in language arts, everything, every scientist you learn about will either be diverse in the way their pigment aligned itself or diverse in the way they use their genitals, because now you're getting social studies in every subject. So they have solved this problem for you now.
Yeah, that's true. But at some point we have to realize the colonizers won, and to him go the spoils of victory. So, but yeah, let's talk about that a little bit in the time we have left. That has been a bit for us on the right, and you know whatever those titles mean. But for I think people are more apt on the right to now see that. The press was lying to you. The cops were lying to you. The schools were lying to you. The government definitely was lying to you. Even your side was lying to you. And not only that, but they also hate you. And they make TikTok videos about it. But now they're telling you, and we're coming for your kids. And so that puts a hand up, especially if you're on the quote-unquote losing side of history or society or the culture war or political power. And so we're seeing things like CRT, wokeism, transgenderism, new educational strands. We have to be concerned about pronouns, even though we're talking one-on-one, when I would never care to call you anything other than your name. Are we hating away from the public school model, and that's it, or are we? Are we protecting our children too much from experiencing the actual world they're living in?
Sure.
Yeah. just a small question.
So look, I'll go back to the foundation that it is, from a Christian's perspective, it is your responsibility, especially as a father. It is your responsibility to see to the education of your children such that they're raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I do believe some people when they say that that's possible in a public school context. And I'm talking about the intentionally religionless, although you mentioned a couple things I think qualify as a religion there in your rundown, but the intentionally traditional religion with a book less even as I say that, they've got books written much more recently. Anyway, sorry. So the intentionally Christless, let's say, style public education, I believe that it is possible to say, look, my kid is going to learn to read, learn their times tables. I'm sending them to a school that will actually do times tables. Excellent. They're going to learn to read, learn their times tables. They're going to get the raw facts. And then I'm going to bring them home and I'm going to resolutely catechize them. I'm going to keep up with what they're being taught and counteract it with scriptural truths. I totally believe that for some people, that if you're taking it seriously and being intentional about it, that for some people that is possible. Sounds harder to me than some of your other options, but I can totally believe that's possible. I think where what I want to argue though against is the idea that you send your kids out to the public schools as if it was a mission field. Because the mission field is in large measure what you are educating them for. So how good, how useful would Hudson Taylor have been if he dropped into China and became very Chinese, which he did, and that was great, and in large measure responsible for the modern missions movement by so doing. But how effective would he have been if he had not first learned the scriptures so that he could then be in it? So yes, becoming fully Chinese is very important to minister in inland China. But he needed to have known the scriptures first. Look, in Calvin's Geneva, they were training men for 3 years every day. They were intensely training men every day for 3 years. It's one of the big reasons why seminaries are still a three-year program. They would be training men intensely every day for 3 years, Greek, Latin, Hebrew, less so Hebrew, because there were like 20 people in Europe who knew Hebrew. Because of government policy, by the way. But anyway, we'll set that aside.
It was church policy.
Yeah. But they were intensely training these men for 3 years to go directly into Italy and last about 2 weeks before they were killed. Right? Like, that is traditionally how we have felt about preparing people for a mission field. Is you don't just say, I've given you no training, good luck. I realize there's shades of gray here. I'm not saying that it's impossible that especially a high school level student who has been well trained in the scriptures, I'm not saying that it's impossible that they could actually be a strong witness in school. By the way, they might get a chance to witness to people at their Christian school.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes the Christian schools have the better drugs than the public schools.
Yeah. They might be fine. They might be fine in making non-Christian friends with whom they can share the gospel at the Christian school. Just fine. But, that's the main one I want to argue against there. But then just say, again, I think it's important. First of all, I trust parents. I trust parents way more than I trust an expert, even an expert like me. An expert in like empowering parents in the education system. I trust parents more than I trust experts to make these decisions. Because really, I'm the real expert in each of my children. There might be other people who are more expert than me in curriculum development, in certain kinds of pedagogy, in speech pathology, as we discussed. But there's no one more expert than me in my 6, 4, 3, and 1 year old, right? I'd argue even their mother, but maybe I'd give her that on some days. And again, we have said that yes, ultimately a school division is going to need to churn out 30,000 individually educated children, but ultimately education is at the individual level. You can't you could go out and get statistics on, and you could try to measure some things that you could measure, but the ultimate test of an education system is, would you want your kid to be in it? Like, no, if you could know everything there was to know about it, if you had all the knowledge that you could want, and if you had the if you had the knowledge of what you would have preferred after it's done, right? Like, just assuming that that's, would you have chosen this knowing the end from the beginning, so to speak, right? That to me is the real test. That's what I mean when I say quality. would the parents want it if they knew everything they needed to know to be able to make that decision? Would the child want it once they're an adult and looking back and it, assuming that they knew everything they needed to know to make that decision, aware of their alternatives and aware of whatever they needed to know to make the decision about whether they liked or hated their education, right? That to me is the real is the real test of quality. And so I trust individual parents to make that decision, to know what's best for their individual child. I would say that that one of the things I heard pervasively on my tour, and you referred to this by, you know, parents going to school board meetings earlier, is the school is very apt to say, yeah, this is really a partnership between the teachers and the parents. You know, parents are the most important partners of the teachers when they're trying to raise money or get volunteers for the field trip or whatever. But then when you have something you want to change, then suddenly the tune changes dramatically. And now you're a terrorist.